realizing it. I barely knew. This time she stops, because her voice breaks completely. Her fists clench and tears swim in her eyes. Don't, I say, moving to hug her, because I know what it's like to beat yourself up over something you can't change, over surviving when someone you love hasn't. Don't discount your feelings for him just because you didn't know him forever. It's about how you know a person, not how long. She shudders a little, a sob catching in her chest, so I just hug her harder, trying to take away a little bit of her pain and sadness, trying to do for her what she did for me when I first got to Katmere. She holds me just as tightly, tears rolling down her face for so many tortured seconds. I miss him, she finally chokes out. I just miss him so much. I know, I soothe, rubbing her back in slow circles. I know. She cries in earnest now, shoulders shuddering, body shaking, breath breaking, for minutes that seem to last forever. My heart crumbles in my chest, for Macy, for Xavier, for everything that's brought us to this moment, and it's all I can do not to cry with her. But it's Macy's turn right now, and my turn to take care of her. Eventually, she pulls away, wipes her wet cheeks, gives me a fragile smile that doesn't reach her eyes. We need to go, she whispers with one last pass of her hands over her face. I don't want to be late to the memorial. Okay, I return her smile with one of my own, then walk away to give her some privacy to get dressed. When I turn back a few minutes later, I can't help but gasp. Not because Macy has done a glamour to dry and style her hair, I'm used to that, but because her hot pink hair is now pitch black. It didn't feel right, she murmurs as she combs her fingers through a few strands. Hot pink isn't exactly a mourning color. I know she's right, and still I mourn for the last vestiges of my bright and shiny cousin. We've all lost so much recently, and I'm not sure how much more we can take. It looks good, I tell her, because it does. But that's no surprise. Macy would look good bald or with her hair on fire, and this is a far cry from either of those. It does make her look even more delicate, though. Even more fragile. It doesn't feel good, she answers. But she's sliding her feet into a stylish pair of flats, adding earrings to the myriad holes in her ears, doing another glamour, this one to get rid of her red and puffy eyes. Her shoulders back, her jaw locked, her eyes are sad but clear as they meet mine. Let's do this. Even her voice is resolved, steely. And it's that determination that gets me moving toward the door. I grab my phone to text the others that we're on our way, but the second I pull open the door, I figure out it's unnecessary. Because they're all right here in the hall, waiting for us. Flint, Eden, Mekki, Luca, Jackson, and Hudson. Some are more banged up than others, but they're all a little worse for wear, just like Macy and me. And my heart swells as I look them over. Things are a mess right now. Oh my God, are they a mess. But one thing hasn't changed. These seven people have my back, and I have theirs. And I always will. But as my eyes meet Jackson's cold, dark ones, I can't help acknowledging that while one thing hasn't changed, everything else has. And I have no idea what to do about any of it. 1. Check your mate. 3 weeks later. I'm begging you. Macy throws herself across her rainbow comforter-covered bed and stares at me with imploring eyes. It's so good to see her finally almost smiling again since Xavier's funeral that I can't help myself from smiling back. It's not a full smile yet, but I'll take it. For the love of God, please, please, please put those boys out of their misery. That's going to be hard, I answer as I drop my backpack next to my desk before flopping down on my own bed, considering I haven't put them into their misery. That is the biggest lie you have ever told, my cousin snorts, then lifts her head just enough to make sure that I can see her rolling her eyes. You are 150% responsible for the way Jackson and Hudson have been moping around school for the last 3 weeks. I feel like there are a lot of reasons Jackson and Hudson are moping around school, and I'm only to blame for about half of them, I shoot back, then immediately regret the words. Not because they aren't true, but because I now have to...